people who won the Mario Kart tournament still here? Who won the Mario Kart tournament? Nobody knows? I think you guys all know what song is coming next, and they're kind of missing out. All the same, we hope you'll cheer for them when we play it, wherever they are.
Welcome back to Speak Up here on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. You just heard On Four Words version of Nude by Radiohead from In Rainbows. This off of On Four Words album In Rainbow Roads, which recreates the album, the seminal Radiohead album In Rainbows, using the Nintendo 64 sound font. Mostly from Super Mario 64, so played that. Before that, you also heard some other Nintendo Mario Kart-related music. that was Mushroom City from Mario Kart Double Dash by Noops, local. And before that, some more local Mario Kart content. That one called Mario Kart 64 by The Runaway Four from their Live at the Columbia Theater recording. Great band, a whole bunch of video game covers and cool stuff like that. All of that because I just recently spoke with Brianna Price from SFU DNA, who, along with Out on Campus, the Women's Center, the FNMISA, and SFU SOCA, are putting on the Spring 2023 Mario Kart Tournament this afternoon, April 6th, from 1 to 5 p.m. at the Student Union Building. You can go to the Women's Center All Gender Area in room 2220, or you can come down to the basement to DNA's space, that's sub 1300, for a competitive or casual and casual Mario Kart extravaganza. I'm very excited. I'm going to try to carve out some time today to get down there. That's very, very exciting. I love Mario Kart, as you could tell from the conversation I just had with Brianna, and then the whole slew of Mario Kart music. If you've never played Mario Kart before, come anyway and rectify that. It's great. This sounds like a lot of advertising for a giant corporation that doesn't need it, but you know what? Free promo for Mario Kart. I can't help myself.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. A well-insulated home with efficient appliances can feel more comfortable and save residents money on their utility bills. Reuven Sussman is with the American Council for an Energy Efficient Economy.
Energy efficiency is particularly important for renters because renters tend to have lower incomes than owners.
He says despite the benefits, most rental listings do not include information about efficiency. So Sussman's team created a mock rental listings website to determine if providing this information prompted people to choose more efficient homes.
And we actually saw that the behavior did change.
But only if the information was provided in context. His team found that renters needed to know how efficient a house or apartment is compared to others in the area, for example, by seeing how the listing ranks on a scale of 1 to 10. And efficiency data had to be provided on all listings. So he says to be effective, efficiency labeling must be required.
If you're going to start a labeling policy, maybe start with a voluntary one, but don't let that be the ultimate goal. Eventually, we'd like to see people moving towards mandatory policies where all buildings are labeled, and that's definitely going to help us see some behavior change.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To hear more stories like this, visit climateconnections.org.
CGSF would like to welcome you to a new series highlighting local artists and creatives alike. It's Studio 6, featuring live performances and panel discussions. Studio 6 is geared to bringing local content to you via CGSF 90.1 FM at cgsf.ca/studio6. Visit cgsf.ca/studio6 to find the latest performance or discussion. Want to contribute to Studio 6? There are lots of opportunities for brands and groups to join in. Just visit cgsf.ca/studio6 for more info.
That's right. Check out our Studio 6 project. Great, cool, awesome, interesting, fun, rockin'. All those adjectives could be used to describe the Studio 6 project. CGSF.ca/Studio 6. If you like watching bands perform and get interviewed so you can learn more about the band, you should watch our YouTube videos. You can also find them on CGSF's YouTube page. Just this week, we filmed a new Studio 6 session. We have sort of three now in the pipeline waiting to be released. This newest one was with Geist, who are a local... I describe them as alt country to my friends and to you, my other friends, but only because they have slide guitar, I think. I also got the chance to speak with Geist on my other show, the Vancouver Mixtape, a couple weeks ago. Well, three-fifths of Geist, not everyone in Geist. And they are very genre fluid. The record itself, Hurricane Gold, goes all over the place from folk to alt country to some indie rock to some straight up like prog rock stuff. And apparently their next album is going to be post-punk. So they're not, they don't want to be labeled as an alt-country band necessarily. That's just sort of the way that this latest album came out. It's also a concept record about parenthood, filtered through the lens of Kelvin's grandmother and her experiences. So cool stuff. Definitely recommend checking out the whole record. I will play for you now the title track off of the record, Hurricane Gold by Geist, here on Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby.
short and I'm the man. Hurricane gold is all I have. To fuck around is to find out. So let's go do the twist and shout.
Good morning. It's Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, here in the place to be, CJSF Radio 90.1 in Burnaby. We just danced our way awake with Soul Mikasa.
Yeah, I'm a young black man who uses art to champion and celebrate blackness, as well as creating art that showcases black men as comprehensive, emotionally intelligent human beings.
Right now, we are going to hear a spoken word rap piece by Slam Poetry winner JB, the First Lady. That is Lady Johnny Proby singing Don't Quit, and here at Speak Up, we do not quit.
Love, laughter, argument, and encouragement. The words are too few for the essence of you.
And the show is just one of the ways that you can take feelings of pain and transform them to love and recognition. Today, we're exploring senior issues through digital media and the creative arts. My guests are Leslie Riemann, the director of the 411 Center, and Joel Flynn from Podstream. This is Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, welcoming you to the Friday Speak Up, Listen Up, Act Upon What You've Heard show. We have conversations about social issues, culture, and creative arts events, potent samplings about special months like Health Month, Black History Month, Women's Month, Nutrition Month, and more. See you Friday at 10 a.m.
All right, that's about it for me, Jesse, here on Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. Thanks for hanging out. Democracy Now! Is next, and we're going to wrap things up with a track by Victoria band Bridal Party. This is Daydream. See you next week.